Welcome to today's Rensselaer Village. Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. New owners of Ulrich Meat Market, Jamie Veenstra and Lucas Van Wyk, join us on today's program to talk about the reopening of the historic Pella business and what's next for Ulrich. When you guys think about what this means to reopen, what was the decision, I guess, behind reopening the market and purchasing it after it had closed a year ago?
Well, we felt like the Ulrich Pella Bologna had a definite following out there and a good customer base. So there was definitely the desire in the community to reopen the business and get something going again. So we've definitely felt that with our comments we've gotten off of Facebook in the last 2 months since we've started doing this.
And to begin the process, what went into the decision behind, hey, we're going to become business partners, and eventually what went into you guys deciding to purchase this place?
Lucas and I have known each other for several years, and yeah, we had joked about it a long time ago, actually, and then kind of let it set all for almost a year. And then towards the end of August, yeah, something clicked for Lucas, and he decided to put a little effort into it and called me, and as they say, the rest is history.
That's about it. It was just kind of on a whim. We made a quick call to a realtor that we knew well, and it's all been downhill from there. So,
how important was it for the timing of this to have it right around the holiday season when you were going to try and reopen? Did that play into your decision at all, just knowing that you would have probably a wave of customers if you opened at this time?
Yeah, we definitely wanted to try to be open for the Thanksgiving and Christmas rush. So that's we definitely pushed a little harder in the process of closing the offer and things like that from the bank. So the bank worked really well with us at hurrying along as best they could to get us in here and let us start getting official with the state and all that's needed with that. So,
And in terms of what you guys are planning to do with this, there's a lot of history behind the building. There's been changes certainly over the years. When it comes to the things that you'd like to see done here, I'm sure the recipes will be the same and all that. You're trying to keep things consistent, but you're going to put your own twist maybe on things. Is that accurate to say?
Yeah, we have all the recipes from the past, and we intend to make all product here in-house the same way they have done for the past years in the history of the company. So I'm not saying that we will try to come up with some of our own recipes in the future when we have time to do that, but we're going to try and stick to what made this place great and what everybody enjoys about this place here.
What have you learned, I guess, about running a meat market? Because you're having to do this crash course. You buy the building in September, you're open in November, and you're going to be open during the holiday season. What are you having to learn about this process?
We've had to learn pretty much everything. We've processed some of our own meats for years. We've had some experience with some from the older generation that kind of taught us how to butcher ourselves. But yeah, from there, how to run a business with doing that. The other folks in the industry we've called have been very helpful with tips and tricks and things to help, wherever they could. We haven't ran into anybody that's given us a hard time about stuff. Everybody's been more than helpful so far.
The meat industry has been excellent working with us. We've had some past owners we've discussed, past employees we've got some information from, and local meat processors around the state of Iowa we've talked to and met with them, and everybody has been so friendly and helpful and really, really an outstanding industry to be a part of.
What do you think some of those challenges are going to be in the present business climate or in the presence of what the meat industry is going through, whether positive or negative?
One of the biggest challenges, I think, the meat industry is probably one of the most regulated industries in the country. So there's a lot of things for food safety and that sort of thing. That's a big challenge, but we're up to the task, and we're going to do everything we can to create a high quality, safe product for our consumers.
What are the things you're most excited about running this business?
Yeah, we've already ran into several people that from various places, that bought our product. We didn't realize how many travelers come through and stop to purchase Ulrich Bologna. So we've been really impressed by the footprint that this product has. So we've had calls from Wyoming and Florida and everywhere else, just, when are we opening and when can they stop and what can they get? So that's been exciting to see all the different people coming through that are going to stop.
So what would you say you're most thankful for throughout this entire process?
Well, we have to thank our wives. They have been very supportive in this. They're here just as much as we are. It's been clear to us that it's all been in God's timing. Any time that there has been a roadblock, it seems like that answer has been provided for us. So we definitely feel that that's been a big help to us, too.
Yeah, once again, I'd like to thank my family, my wife, my parents. Everybody's been a great help in putting this on and getting this up and running. There's been definitely some divine intervention in this whole process where things have, some of us have gotten freaked out about a few things, but the other partner is okay and good. And, you know, I definitely want to thank Jamie and Nikki for joining me on this venture also.
That concludes today's Rensselaer Village Let's Talk Pella, Pella's best value in retirement living.